When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're breaking down Taylor's new album and all the hottest new music, talking to ATs ahead of Coachella weekend 2, and chatting with besties Chris Jansen and Dwayne Johnson. Plus, Benson and Ruger stop by our studio. It's Friday, April 19th, and let's get started with our Friday Music Guide. Taylor unleashed the Tortured Poets Department and at 2 a.m. announced it was a double anthology album. The first single of 31 songs is Fortnite featuring Post Malone. And our Taylor coverage doesn't stop there, we're breaking down the Tortured Poets Department. After Taylor Swift gifted Swifties with her Post Malone first single and a surprise double album, the internet exploded with theories of who and what it's all about, with even Kim Kardashian catching a stray. We break down what they're saying.
So how much sad did you think I had, did you?
After her breakup with six-year boyfriend Joe Alwyn, Swifties thought they'd hear the pop star sing all about it on the album, as they think you do on songs like So Long London and LOML, which could mean Love of My Life, but also
Until I Die, You're the Loss of My Life.
Damn girl, but is LOML about Joe? The real damn girl, most of the songs seem to be about her dating stint with Maddie Healy.
Like who uses typewriters anyway, but
Swifties have decoded lyrics about typewriters and even concluded she was disappointed in fans and the media for making her turn on him.
Then listen to one more second of all this bitching and moaning.
But also check the spelling on Thank You Amy. And Swifties are obsessed with this lyric and the song being directed at Northwest and Kim Kardashian.
Your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you.
Meanwhile, fans think Travis Kelce gets his love on anthology track So High School. So much to unpack. We are shook. Let us know your favorite song or theory in the comments.
Back to back, I came back to fuck up. Bitch, I made rich last night, I think it was.
Nicki Minaj has friends. Sexy Red, Chris Brown, and Travis Scott all show her love on FTCU Sleaze Mix.
Who think they can with sexy? I be hanging with them shooters, so like, why would you test me? Yeah.
ATs may be taking the stage at Coachella today, but yesterday we were hanging with them at the Grammy Museum. Hey, it's Tetris with Billboard News, hanging out with ATs. What's up?
What's up? Long time no see.
I know it's been a minute. Being the first ever K-pop boy group to play Coachella, how was it?
It's really hard, but we're going to just show ourselves, and that's what we've been doing so far. So, and we are 100% confident about it. It was really cool. It's really an honor to us, and we will do more and more.
We just do our things continually. I hope many good artists and many good K-pop artists will be go huge festival continually.
And then I heard you over there talking about Ice Spice. Did you guys get to go see anybody else's set while you were there?
Yeah, some of our members went to Ice Spice's set, but that was crazy. Yeah, we're really surprised with every moment.
A few members watch Coachella other artist stage, and they're really crazy. Say Barvin and yeah. Doja's and The Rose. We really learned from them.
Yeah,
really
so crazy. I think Tyler the Creator and also Doja and J Balvin, the three stages made.
Oh man, so yeah, good.
Gave me big inspiration. So after that, I just make music after go back to hotel.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I love it. You were right back to work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. And have you guys been on TikTok lately? Because I don't know. You're all over TikTok. Baby. You were shirtless and dancing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you know that the crowd was going to go crazy for you like that?
Of course, I knew that because I don't have a shirt because that's my beat. And I love my style. So, and we have one more show there and we'll prepare more things. So look forward to it too.
The full interview is coming soon. Peso Pluma is our king. And he hooked up with DJ Snake for his new single, Tekka. We love when music meets Hollywood. And that's what happened when Chris Jansen recruited his bestie, Dwayne Johnson, for his new music video.
Woman's life is crazy. And
is an empty bar. Yeah. And the fever stare of a lonely heart.
Yeah.
And so,
that's a good one.
Chris Jansen and Dwayne Johnson's friendship goes back to a parking lot in 2022.
It's been one of the most amazing friendships and one of the most unusual friendships that I think people would look at. They would go, how did this happen? And do you guys really start singing in the parking lot of a hotel restaurant? And I'm like, yeah, did you really start singing Hank Jr. in the middle of L.A.? I said, yes.
And now they've sealed that friendship with a music video.
Well, Chris called me, left me a message, actually, and said, hey, brother, Blues Man here. That's the nickname that I gave him. He left me a message, and he said, I have this new song coming out. What you see is what you get. We're shooting a video. Would you like to be in the video? And I probably within the hour, I hit him back and I said, hey, don't threaten me with a good time. I'd love to be in the video. But I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what
you get. What you see is what you get. And yes, Chris is saved in Dwayne's phone as Blues Man.
We're at the Mesquite Rodeo Arena. Great location. We had an amazing vintage Ford. And I had to fly into Dallas because I had a wrestling show that night. Chris was nice enough to fly in. He had to fly out a couple of hours later with his family. He had a show to do that night too as well in another state. And it was so unscripted. It was, yeah. Hey, I got a truck. You bring your guitar. We got a cool location. You bring your Mountain Dew. I'll bring the tequila and let's see what happens. What you see and what you
get. Yeah, that's right.
As I was telling him afterwards, I gave him a big hug and I said, dude, I just don't get moments like this where I could just hang out and be with a buddy and sing and have some drinks and have fun. Because, you know, you're so busy and you're going to the next thing and the next thing and getting pushed and pulled. And I had a show to go do that night, which was a great show. But I was like, man, just these 2 hours for me was everything.
The girls are having a good time as Paris Hilton and Sia join on Fame Won't Love You. Everybody obviously knows you guys went through a little bit of beef that you had going on. So what do you guys think was the root of that? Why did fans kind of create that moment?
You don't talk first.
I don't know. In Nigeria, the excessive stanship is real. If you like an artist or you feel an artist is your fave, you almost go to every extent to prove it in some sense. So even if it means fighting somebody else that says, you know, otherwise, that was kind of like the primary reason, because I think someone came at him and then he responded to the person. The response had, you know, had me all in it, and I'm like,
how did I get in this?
Yeah, you know, it's that 50 Cent meme where it's like, me?
Who, me?
You know, that was basically it. And that little ego clash, you know, had a lot to play in that. So it's like, there was a back and forth of, you know, tweets and just jabs, and everybody just trying to point.
I mean, listen, I know what you said about stans. They will get people in a lot of trouble. And so you guys exchanged obviously some tweets back and forth. Do you think the whole thing was blown out of proportion at the end of the day?
To a very large extent, because it's like
some things that were said were unnecessary.
Yeah, if we probably didn't key into the, if he didn't probably key into the clout of the, you know, the fan, I probably wouldn't have had to be responding to him. You know, it's a lot of things that we just felt like, yeah, it wasn't necessary.
For the full interview, head over to Billboard's YouTube page. That's it for today. Make sure you come back next week when we hang out with J Balvin and the Black Keys. Lastly, Victoria Justice is here and rawer than ever on her new single.
Would you take me with my flaws? Cause I'm not perfect, but I'll give you raw.
For more new music, head to billboard.com.